Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Wellman resident Sarah Counter, who, with a group of people, is currently in West Palm Beach, Florida, helping with Hurricane Irma relief this week.
Tell me about how this trip started, the planning of it.
I was sitting in church, and they were praying about the hurricane in Florida and that it was a Category 4 and that it would continue to be a Category 4 all the way up through the state. And after church, it went down to a Category 3 and then a 2 and then the 1 and turned into a tropical storm over Georgia. And I used to live in Florida in 2004, and I was sitting in the backyard, and I decided that I wanted to do a little bit more than just sit in the backyard. So I started putting together a group of people, and everything started to come together. I've been getting donations from people through pop cans and bottles that we're continuing to take until the 23rd at our address, or we'll pick them up. And we live right across from Freeman Foods in Wellman, Iowa. We are going down. We've contacted a church, and we'll be going down, and we're leaving tonight. We'll be traveling straight through and getting there tomorrow evening and spend 4 days working with people that were devastated by the storm in connection with a church down there. And then on Saturday, we are going to make burritos with a church and pass them out to the homeless. And I'm just really excited about this opportunity.
Are you working solely with this church, or was there another church that you were also in cooperation with?
The New Life Church of Wellman is the one that gave us a donation, and that's the church that we attend. So they've been very helpful in all of this. And then I also got a donation from where I work at.
How much was the donation that you received from the New Life Church?
$500.
What is your position with Kelowna Organics?
I work in the warehouse, and I do inventory.
Are they providing the truck that you guys are taking down to Florida?
They're working on that right now. One of the problems when we initially started last week was that Florida didn't have any electricity in areas, so some of their food banks weren't up and running yet because they couldn't refrigerate anything. So we're waiting to see how many of them have regained electricity, and there is a distribution center that the church down in West Palm Beach knows about. And hopefully we'll get connected with them and be able to send a truckload of goods down.
I see. So that will happen possibly at a later time.
We're hoping it will be within the next week or two.
And so who is the group of people that you're with, the people who volunteered to come to Florida with you?
Most of them attend New Life. There's 5 of us. And then a friend of mine wanted to join in, so it was pretty amazing.
So you'll be arriving there tomorrow night. Are you guys bringing anything with you right now? Will you be bringing any sort of things to help with the relief effort?
Since we've been able to find a place to stay, the church has found a family that has rooms for us. So we'll be able to stay down there in a house. Then we won't have to pay for lodging, and we won't have to pay for food because we're going to provide food. We're going to be able to help families down there that need things. So pretty excited about that. When I lived in Florida in 2004, I went through 3 hurricanes. I sat through one, evacuated from one, and moved back to Iowa after the third, before the third. I know what it's like to sit through a hurricane. I know the devastation. I understand you lose time at work. There's just so many things. You sit without electricity sometimes for a week or two until it can get turned back on. The impact on just the family is very hard. So if there's a family down there in need, we'll be able to help them either buy food for them or help them out with some bills or whatever we can do.
How does it feel having, you know, community members volunteering to come down to Florida and also the support of these local businesses?
We could not do it without the people that have supported us. We have raised a significant amount of money in 7 days, and I am completely shocked by it. I sit back and I think about all the things that have happened, finding a vehicle to take down there because my car is not big enough to the money to finding the people that can get off work and go with us. It's just blown my mind away how the community has come together. Our church has come together and helped us. And people that just see it on Facebook and say, hey, I've got a glass jar full of coins that I'll give you. And I just am completely overwhelmed by the community support.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Wellman resident Sarah Counter. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.